BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The US-based relief group, the International Rescue Committee, says the world could be facing up to 1 billion coronavirus infections if action isn't taken to protect the most vulnerable countries. The head of the IRC says there's only a small window of time to react to prevent deaths in countries like Afghanistan, Syria and Yemen. Jeremy Bowen reports.
The survey by the International Rescue Committee is based on models produced by the UN's World Health Organization and Imperial College London. Public health experts in vulnerable countries, helped by IRC and other groups, are doing their best to offer advice on hand washing and social distancing. But it's very hard in places where there is little, if any, clean running water, where families live in one room or one tent, and where there are fewer ventilators in a whole country than the UK has in a single hospital.
One of the world's top energy companies, BP, has reported a 66% drop in its earnings because of plunging oil prices fueled by the coronavirus. The UK-based company said its profits in the first 3 months of this year were just under $800 million, in comparison with about $2.5 billion in the same period last year. Japan's second biggest car maker, Nissan, has said it expects to post its first annual operating loss in 11 years due to business shutdowns around the world. The company estimates that it will lose nearly $900 million during the pandemic. Here's our business reporter, Theo Leggett.
Even before the COVID-19 outbreak, Nissan was in difficulties. The abrupt arrest and departure of its chairman Carlos Ghosn in late 2018 left a legacy of boardroom feuding, while sales in major markets were falling. It was already in the process of shedding some 12,000 jobs worldwide. The pandemic has made matters much worse, forcing the company to close factories and dramatically reduce production.
The United Nations Population Fund says the disruption caused by the coronavirus could lead to a rise in unintended pregnancies. John Johnson has the details.
The report shows the scale of the impact that COVID-19 could have on women's rights and health. If the lockdowns last for 6 months, it says, up to 47 million women in low and middle income countries will struggle to access contraception. This could lead to 7 million unintended pregnancies. And as women remain trapped at home, the UN body predicts cases of gender-based violence will rise. It warns that global initiatives to stop female genital mutilation and child marriages are being disrupted, which could lead to a rise in both.
You're listening to World News from the BBC.